This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes on a tent camp for displaced Palestinians killed and wounded 65 people in southern Gaza, the enclave's civil emergency service said early on Tuesday, as the Israeli military said it had targeted a Hamas command center. Residents and medics set a tent encampment near Khan Yunis in the Al-Mawasi area, a designated humanitarian zone, was struck by at least 4 missiles. The camp is crowded with displaced Palestinians who have fled from elsewhere in the territory. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview on Monday the UN is willing to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Guterres is demanding an end to the fighting.
I've never seen such a level of death and destruction as we are seeing in Gaza in the last few months.
But Guterres says it's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role in Gaza's future.
Of course, we would be ready to do whatever the international community asks for us. The question is whether the parties would accept it, and in particular, whether Israel would accept it.
Guterres says Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have accused the UN of being anti-Israel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado addressed the exile of former opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez on Monday during a virtual briefing, saying the opposition considers him the elected president of Venezuela. Gonzalez arrived in Spain on Sunday after he fled there into exile as part of a negotiated deal with the Nicolas Maduro government that dealt a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his opposition campaign after the July 28th presidential election. This is VOA News. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander denied reports Iran was transferring missiles to Russia. Iranian media said on Monday, amid concern in the West, they could be deployed in the war in Ukraine. CNN and the Wall Street Journal reported last week, citing unidentified sources, Iran had transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. The European Union on Monday described the information in media reports as credible. Tuesday's U.S. presidential debate feels like a heavyweight boxing match with former President Donald Trump in the Republican corner and current Vice President Kamala Harris in the Democrat corner. Trump's debate performance knocked President Joe Biden out of the race. Last time, VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
June's Trump-Biden debate drew more than 51 million U.S. television viewers. Analysts expect big numbers for this matchup, too, and high stakes for both contenders. Moderators will pepper the candidates with questions on major issues like the economy, reproductive rights, foreign policy, and more. Each candidate, given only a pen, paper, and water, has 2 minutes to reply. It all happens in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, on Tuesday night. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Former Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard was sentenced to 11 years in prison on Monday after being convicted of 4 counts of sexual assault and attacks on women in his Toronto office building that in some cases date back for decades. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin has more.
During a 6-week trial, the Ontario Superior Court heard testimony from 5 complainants, who said during a period between the late 1980s to around 2005, Nygaard had attacked them in a private bedroom suite on the top floor of the building. A Toronto jury found Nygaard guilty last November. The 83-year-old was acquitted of a 5th count of sexual assault and 1 count of forcible confinement. Justice Robert Goldstein said Monday that Nygaard, quote, used his wealth and his power to commit the assaults. Nygaard also faces charges in Manitoba and Quebec and is fighting extradition to the U.S., where he faces federal charges in New York for 9 offenses.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin. Australia said on Tuesday it planned to introduce legislation this year to ban children from using social media platforms, citing the risk it could pose to physical and mental health. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his centre-left government would begin an age verification trial over the next few months. He didn't specify the age limits for the ban, but said he was looking between 14 and 16. Albanese said he was concerned about the impacts of cyberbullying on the mental health of children and the easy exposure to content on social media that could harm them. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.